Orlando, 1995. Just as glamorous as it sounds. My dad moved our family there from D.C. so he could open his own restaurant. But business wasn't going quite the way he planned. He planned to have customers, and he didn't. Mom's was worried, too, about money and about fitting in with the neighborhood women.
So Melrose Place is about prostitutes who are mad at each other.
The one person who never seemed to worry was my younger brother, Emery. He blended in like a chameleon.
My favorite movie is Gremlins.
And Grandma and Evan were just hanging out, squishing bugs. And that's me, your boy Eddie Wong, still straight struggling to fit in at my new school.
Dude, are those nurses' shoes?
Yeah, they're your mom's. My mom does happen to be a nurse, and she helps sick people get better.
Can't wait to tell everybody the new Chinese kid wears nurses' shoes.
Walter's not wearing Jordans either.
He doesn't need to. He's black. That's like built-in Jordans.
This was ridiculous.
They were jerks, but remember, this was 1995, before the internet. I couldn't just search Asian kids who like hip-hop. I had to figure out a way to fit in or be stuck eating lunch with a janitor and his kite.
I'm just saying, don't call it a seasonal fruit salad if it's nothing but melons.
My famous tuna salad.
Mm, mac and cheese with bacon bits.
Stinky tofu. Mm. That's exotic.
Mm. How is this fuller than before? Aren't you going to try some?
Oh, no. But I admire you for making it. It's that enterprising spirit that made Taiwan a world power in Little League Baseball. I watched a documentary about China in college.
Mm. You guys, I am so excited for this year's block party.
I'm so excited about our karaoke number. Oh.
What's the party for?
The Daytona 500.
What's the Daytona 500?
We watch cars race around speedways 200 times, stopping only for fuel or engine maintenance. And although the ultimate cup winner is decided by an elaborate point system, individual race winners can still celebrate by getting a grandfather clock or drinking a glass of milk. Caveat, drinking milk isn't specifically NASCAR, but auto racing in general.
Do you have any aspirin?
Hey there, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor. I'm Lewis.
I'm Marvin. This
Hello.
Is Honey.
Hello.
Hi.
We just got back from a month in the Keys.
Oh, that's wonderful. You took your daughter on such a nice vacation. Your dad is a good man. Listen to him. Stay in school.
She's my wife.
Of course she's your wife. She doesn't look like you at all. Yikes. Oh, no. You're reading Stephen King. What's wrong?
I have nothing in common with these neighborhood women. I miss my friends back in D.C. We had such pleasant talks. I guess I'm just lonely.
Oh, 我们这位公主觉得寂寞呀。 你知不知道我三岁的时候头发还在搅拌呢?
You'll make new friends. It just takes time. And stop reading that book. Those stories always give you nightmares.
You know what gives me nightmares? Our bank account. Stephen King should publish my checkbook.
Mom, can I get the new Air Jordans?
Well,
why not? They don't cost that much. My sneakers aren't fine. You never let me get anything. God!
What? I'm looking forward to when he wants a car.
And there's a point system, and then something happens with a clock, and then the winner drinks milk.
I love it, I love it. Okay, this block party is a great opportunity for us to network and promote the restaurant. When is it?
I don't know. There's a party planning meeting tonight. I sent representatives.
Look, Alice, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but why not a petting zoo?
We need to show people that Cattleman's Ranch has great food, you know? We gotta generate a buzz to bring in the customers. I'll get a meat smoker, we'll give out steak and ribs.
No, are you crazy? We cannot afford to just give away food. The restaurant's not making any money. We could barely pay our bills.
But Jessica, it's important to project the image you want people to see. If you want to be successful, you have to project success.
That's what I needed to do. I wanted to change the way the kids at school saw me. So I turned to the one person who could guide me through this. Old, dirty bastard.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it on wood. Off on the natural charge, bone for yards. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Ooh, can't kill her, he's on the score.
That's it. A hot girl was the ultimate status symbol. Even if I couldn't have Jordans, if I had a fine shorty on my arm, psst, wouldn't matter.
Thanks, ODB.
Be right back. Taking out the trash.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. On the natural charge, bone for yards. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Who can't kill her, he's on the score. Train on the dollar, tip on form. When you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta go to one kill a bee, and he ain't for the kill down. Chop that down, pass it all around.
Eddie! That's very expensive. If you want to waste something, you waste water. Do not throw juice. Mom, get out of my fantasy.
Jessica, water doesn't project success. Capri Sun does. As does Cattleman's Ranch Ribs. Great pork at a fair price. Come on, fly girl. Try a rib. Tell a friend.
This is not free, okay? I'm going to charge you all.
Dad saw an opportunity to promote our restaurant at the NASCAR party. He just needed to figure out what the hell NASCAR was first.
Hello. Do you have any NASCAR videos?
Car, truck, Cup Series, or Busch short track or road race?
Which one is the milk?
All right, come on.
Come on, let's go walk past the adult section and try to see inside.
I thought those were the westerns.
Only the sexy ones.
They die and leave their wives their money.
Dolores Claiborne.
Sometimes they're driving home from their mistress's apartment and their brakes suddenly fail.
An accident, Dolores. To be an unhappy woman's best friend.
My husband doesn't like it when I watch Stephen King movies. He thinks I get scared.
That's the best part.
It's my favorite part.
I'm Honey. My husband Marvin and I are your neighbors.
Oh, I'm Jessica. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So you want to be a gangster. All that smoke in it. Don't even trip. Hard as hell. Take whatever you want. Pump suckers wanna fuck.
What happened to your leg?
You a gangster. Nothing more, nothing less.
I'm so hungover.
What?
Hey, girl. How you living?
I'm fine. Hi, I'm Honey.
Yeah, you are.
Eddie, stop acting weird. Go to the bathroom. We're leaving soon.
Aye, Mama. Aye.
You seem nice.
What was that? Phase one of my plan. I need the guys from school to see me with her. No one's gonna care I'm not wearing Jordans after that.
But she's like a woman.
Exactly. A fine-ass woman like that, leaning on me like in rap videos, that'll get me mad respect, son.
And these Skittles are compliments of that gentleman over there.
Go on, girl. Taste the rainbow.
You know who win every race? The advertising companies. Little Debbie. I knew a Debbie once, but she was not little. She went by Big Deb.
I'm going over to Honey's. I think I found a friend I actually like.
Oh, good. That's great. I told you, it just take time.
Your mom. You see, Honey? Ask her how those Skittles treated her.
Why are you giving women candy?
Because it's so sweet.
Go to your room.
All right, Papa. All right.
说看这么快啊,
I don't know what this wife's problem is. If my husband had a big house like Jack Nicholson, he could put an axe in any door he wants to. Why? Because we have 500 other doors and a maze.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't believe you're actually eating my food.
This is delicious. You know who's going to love this? Nicole. Oh, that's Marvin's daughter. She's my stepdaughter.
Oh, that's nice. She's not even your real daughter, and you love her.
Oh, my God. That scared me.
Hello. May I speak to my wife?
Look, Louis, I know you don't like me watching Stephen King movies, but
no,
this
would only... No, it's not that. It's Honey. All the neighborhood women hate her.
Well, that's not true. Who'll tell you that?
Evan.
It's true. They hate her because she ruined Sarah's life.
Who's Sarah?
Marvin's first wife. Honey split them up.
Well, how do you know this?
The party planning meeting. Sarah came home early one day and found them on the kitchen floor. The floor that Sarah just cleaned. No. Yes, girl. Yes. Then Carrie Joan gave us a preview of the karaoke number. Not great.
All right, so they hate her. So what? She is the first person I have met here who I actually like.
Well, if they find out that you're friends with Honey, they could turn against you and the restaurant.
They boycotted Rebecca Miller's nail salon because she copied Mary Jo's Jennifer Aniston haircut. You know, the Rachel.
Oh, my sweet boy, that's a lot of names.
Look, Jessica, you know more than anyone how much we're struggling. We can't afford to give people any reason to avoid our business.
Okay. You are right. It is not worth risking the future of the restaurant for somebody who I have just met.
Exactly. Pick any other woman to be friends with. Swing a cat. Hit a white woman. Be friends with her.
Because our number one priority should be the restaurant succeeding and... Oh, you know, I thought I saw a ghost in the window, but it was not a ghost. I am fine.
And no more Stephen King movies. You know, like our favorite sport, NASCAR, why not speed over to Cattleman's Ranch for great taste at an affordable price? I'm just kidding. Drive the speed limit, but still, come. All right, when I say ribeye, you say steak. Ribeye. All right, we're having fun.
Welcome. Food goes on the picnic table, which is over there where the petting zoo should have been.
Why aren't you handing out coupons? Who are you looking for?
Honey. I mean a honey. A honey woman.
Hand out the coupons, man.
Hey, this is Simone and Bianca. Hey.
Hi.
You have two dates?
Oh, it's cool. We're supportive of each other. You'd think there'd be an issue, but there's not.
Can you help with that?
Nope.
Hey, I just finished getting the house ready for Nicole.
It's our weekend with her.
Was Louis mad about Stephen King?
You know, I have to go. A wasp flew into my mouth.
Oh, hey, Trent. Check this out. Yo, coupons for one free hug?
Sorry, I'm all lotion-y.
You know, I'm all about that. This, maybe you could borrow some of her lotion for that burn.
She's cutting equally sized pieces because of communism.
Isn't that right, Jessica? Because of the communism in your country?
Or I'm just cutting cake.
Anyway, we have some exciting news. We want you to sing the karaoke number with us.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Samantha's out. Her mother died. Here, lyrics for you.
Can I interest you in some Cattleman's Ranch ribs? You know, Tuesday is ladies' night. We have our special Melrose plates of steak. There you go. See, this was the right move.
I bet you it'd be real easy to sabotage one of those cars.
You guys doing a song together?
We were going
yes,
to...
Yes, we are. We'd invite you to join, but it's more of a five-person number. You understand.
Wow. Way to make a girl feel like Carrie at the prom, huh?
I don't get it. Do you get it?
No, I don't get it.
I heard she gave Burt Reynolds a tug and tumble when they were down here filming Cop and a Half.
Care to dance?
Yeah, I'm not really feeling up to it.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Perfect. I guess everyone thinks I deserve to be treated like some home-wrecking stripper.
Trouble with the ladies?
Dude, why is it so hard?
Because real life isn't a rap video, Eddie.
Boys, don't just talk to each other. Network. Hey, I like what you're doing here, but don't let your mom see.
Look, Eddie, love is tricky.
Who said anything about love? I'm talking about women.
You're saying that because you've never been in love.
Me?
I love love. It's like everything goes in slow motion. And you feel this pain in your heart. It's good pain. The pain of Cupid's arrow.
Do you know what woman loves us? Mom. Love is for moms.
You guys are funny. I know I should wait 30 minutes after I eat before I go in the pool. But hey, then I never go in the pool.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming out. As you know, every year the girls and I like to do a little karaoke number for y'all when there's a lull in the racing action.
I do some non-chisada.
And this year we have chosen a song by a group called In Vogue.
No, it's not a unanimous decision, but I hope the person among us...
She's eating my food.
Because Fred is such an...
I have something to say.
In Chinese culture, this is a welcome speech, or chinois.
Shut up, Deirdre. I would like to dedicate this song to my friend, honey. Our friendship might be off to a rocky start, but just like the haunted 58 Plymouth and the classic Stephen King novel, Christine, you can't kill it. If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go.
Your wife has a beautiful voice. Is she a professional?
No, but she sometimes sings at our restaurant. The address is on the back.
And I will always love you. I will always love you.
I didn't know Asians liked karaoke.
That's my wife. Voice of an angel. She's performing at Cattleman's Ranch.
Oh, oh. And I...
This is not a duet.
Okay, yeah. We'll always love you.
Oh. Which kid is it?
What?
Which kid do you want to see us together?
This isn't my first rodeo.
So what do you need?
Cheek kiss?
Handhold?
Sensual hug? Full body? 3 seconds? Chest to chest?
You got it.
You do that for me?
Your mom's a friend of mine. Come on. Okay. Are they watching?
So you wanna be a gangster?
Podcast. Oh, okay.
All right, and we got it. Okay.
I'd never been happier than at that moment, which is why I didn't see what happened next coming.
Ooh, baby, I like it. From the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Who tank the hub, he's on the score. Train on the college, just so calm. But you didn't even touch my skill. You got the one killer, be and he ain't gonna kill now.
I told.
Hey, slut. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, sweetheart.
In that instant, I knew what my brother Emery had been talking about. The pain of Cupid's arrow.
Watch out!
Or a lawn dart.
It slipped.
Eddie! Eddie, what did you do?
Me? I have a dart in my back.
Somebody call an ambulance! There's a hospital right near Cattleman's Ranch.
The block party turned out to be a great thing for our family. My dad was happy that we raised interest in the restaurant.
You were awesome today.
Oh, thank you. And you were also there.
My mom made her first friend in Orlando. And even though I was almost killed by a lawn dart, I was happy. Because I met her. Yo, I was mad in love.
I think that's a good idea.